Let's dive into a visual analysis of Kathleen Njikidjepalli's artwork, Miniaturkirpa. As we explore this piece, I encourage you to put on your artist's goggles and closely observe the various elements and principles that come together in this engaging work of art. When first looking at Miniaturkirpa, you might notice a vibrant array of colors dancing across the canvas, with swirling forms and intriguing shapes. The surfaces are densely packed with marks and lines that create an overall sense of movement and energy. Observing the painting without jumping to conclusions is key. Focus simply on what you see. This initial observation allows you to connect with the artwork on a deeper level before analyzing its meaning. Now, let's break down some of the crucial elements of art that make this painting so compelling. Starting with line, Djepalli employs both curved and straight lines, some of which are thick and others finely drawn. These lines not only guide the viewer's eye throughout the piece but also create a sense of rhythm and flow that mimics natural landscapes and movements. Have you ever noticed how different lines can elicit different feelings or responses? In this case, the flowing lines might evoke a sense of harmony with the environment. Moving on to shape, the composition is rich with both geometric and organic forms. You'll spot a mix of rounded, fluid shapes that interweave, creating a sense of interconnectedness. This arrangement of shapes feels intentional, almost as if they are telling a story of their own. The interaction between these shapes heightens the narrative quality of the painting. Can you think of how varying shapes can influence the story an artwork tells? Next, let's examine the colors that Djepalli uses. The color palette is striking, featuring dominant purples contrasted with yellows, blues, and blacks. The interplay between these colors generates an emotional impact that might evoke feelings of warmth or familiarity as well as mystery. What is it about the colors that draw you in? The use of complementary color relationships enhances the visual appeal and creates a dynamic atmosphere. Each hue interacts with the others, ensuring that your eyes are captivated by the vibrancy of this cultural narrative. Texture also plays a significant role in this artwork. The surface quality, while primarily two-dimensional, gives a sense of depth and richness. You might imagine how different textures evoke emotions or thoughts. The slight variations in brushwork and application can make the piece feel both tactile and alive. How does the texture contribute to your overall experience of the painting? Now let's consider the use of space within Miniaturkirpa. Positive and negative spaces are intricately balanced, allowing your gaze to wander without feeling overwhelmed. Overlapping elements create depth and invite your eyes to travel through the painting. This careful arrangement helps establish a sense of place, transporting you to the very land that the artwork speaks of. When observing this balance, have you noticed how it might shape your understanding of the depicted landscape? As we shift focus to the principles of design, let's analyze how these elements work together. When it comes to balance, the artwork presents an asymmetrical composition that feels harmonious, creating a sense of unity despite the varied elements. This asymmetry can often evoke a feeling of natural spontaneity, as if the artwork was born from the very land it represents. How do you think this kind of balance influences your perception of the piece? In terms of harmony, there is a clear cohesiveness that binds the components of Miniaturkirpa. The recurring colors and shapes reinforce the narrative and themes present in the artwork. You might find that the piece feels complete and intentional, conveying a unified story. How does this sense of harmony affect your response to the painting? Contrast is another important principle at play. The varying intensities of color and line provide visual interest. Darker areas allow lighter sections to pop, drawing your attention to key narrative components. Have you considered how contrast can enhance or detract from an artwork's message? In the realm of emphasis, certain features within the painting emerge as focal points, beckoning your gaze. These areas, often highlighted by brighter colors or more intricate details, guide you into the heart of the story Djepalli is sharing. How do these points of emphasis affect your understanding of the overall narrative? Movement is another essential aspect, as the arrangement of lines and shapes leads your eye in a continuous flow throughout the piece. This sense of motion mimics the journey of the songline depicted in the artwork. Can you feel the journey that the painting invites you to take? Finally, let's consider patterns and repetition. You might notice repeated motifs that contribute to a sense of rhythm. This pattern creates a visual language uniquely suited to communicating the work's cultural significance. How might these repeated elements invoke a deeper understanding of the stories behind the painting? In conclusion, the integration of elements and principles within Minyuri Tsukuba creates a powerful visual experience that resonates on multiple levels. The interplay of lines, shapes, colors, and textures not only captivates the viewer's eye but also communicates a rich narrative steeped in cultural significance. Japali's masterful use of asymmetrical balance and harmony gives the composition a sense of life and movement that mirrors the natural world it seeks to represent. As you step back to consider the overall impact of the artwork, it's clear that these elements and principles work in concert to convey meaning, emotion, and a profound connection to the Anangu people's cultural heritage. The vibrant colors and intricate patterns invite you into a world where stories are etched not just in words but in visual language. This artwork serves as a bridge, allowing viewers to engage with the values and beliefs of a community that has nurtured a rich tradition of storytelling through art. In your own experience of Minyuri Tsukuba, think about how these visual components evoke thought or dialogue. What stories do you feel emerging from the layers of color and form? Consider how your perspective might shift when engaging with art that carries such deep cultural histories. Overall, this artwork does more than merely exist on the canvas. It invites you to reflect on issues of identity, ancestry, and the intricate relationships between people, places, and their stories. So, as we conclude our analysis, let's appreciate how Kathleen and Jiki Japali's Minyuri Tsukuba not only functions as a beautiful piece of art but also as a vessel for rich narratives and cultural wisdom. This painting encourages all viewers to ponder their own connections to place and community while fostering an appreciation for the diverse threads that weave the fabric of human experience. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of the visual language and deeper meanings behind this compelling work of art.